public hearing is subdivision 2006-45, Anthony Esposito.
This is an application to consider the subdivision of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, dividing 2.8213 acres into two lots, located north of Creek Falls Road, 120 feet east of Hudson Street Extended, within Creek Falls Farm Subdivision, which is northwest of Road 258, also known as Hudson Road. And gentlemen, I would just ask Mr. Abbott if he has any additional comments.
Mr. Chairman, this application, we did not require it to go through TIC since no improvements would be needed. The street swales are already in place, and the applicants provided us with, there's 27 lots that were in this phase of Creek Falls Farm. They provided proof that 17 property owners, or 63%, are aware of and agree with the application. So you met the required 51% rule.
All right, sir. We thank you.
That it?
Okay. All right, Mr. Esposito. You would kindly give us your name and address. And
good evening, gentlemen. My name is Tony Esposito. It's my wife, Marcia Esposito, 99 Falls Road, Milton.
All right, thank you. You've heard what our director had to say and our assistant director. What do you have anything you want to add?
No, basically, the purpose for the subdivision was I fell in love with the property when we bought it. We intend on living there. I'm presently living using the old farmhouse that's there now. I have four children, and basically I was planning in the future to have that extra piece of property available for one of my kids to build a house on, live next door to me.
Okay,
yeah,
so we're
going to
create a family feud.
I'm sorry?
We're going to create a family feud, in other words.
How many children?
I didn't believe I heard you say four children.
Four children.
Hey, then. You're a brave man. All right, then. Let's see. Mr. Burton, I think this is in your vast territory. If you any questions for the applicant?
One to Mr. Abbott. So this was in the present development that's there.
Yes.
And then, but it was as one lot.
It's the original farm home property.
The original home. This application is
farm split. It was in. I think it meant. It was either in phase two or three.
Originally, it was a bigger parcel. Then it was this section was split into three parcels by public hearing a year or two ago, maybe more.
Yeah.
Now we're splitting it again. This would all be part of Lot A.
Yes. Excuse me. I'm sorry.
It would all be part of Lot A within the original three lots.
Yeah, the subdivision that happened before we bought it. We bought it as it is.
Mm-hmm. See, this is, you can see parcel C. B, and this was originally A. Now they're proposing B.
Will that dwelling have to be moved to that property line?
The intent is to remove it. There's no debate on there.
Okay, the existing dwelling just leaves it.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
The existing dwelling is knocked down. That's where the...
Exactly.
Number one child.
It, more than likely. Actually, we haven't made a decision. We look at that farmhouse, and we kind of like it. Of course, restrictions, really don't come into play. We'd love to keep the farmhouse and build on the other side or keep the other house, house.
He's raising that question because you have zero setback on that side, so you would have to adjust that line if you decided to retain the house.
Right. Well, what would we be doing is there's the part that you see, if you look at the map, that actually is right on that line. Right. There is a, I guess it's an old outdoor kitchen or something that they had.
That's probably the
original. That part would come off.
Mm-hmm. Still doesn't give you enough for a setback. That's only 12 feet.
Once the existing dwelling would come down,
you have to knock more than that down to get it.
They can adjust the line. The line can be adjusted.
Well, yeah, or you can move the line. You could do both. You can take the kitchen off and then move the line few feet to come up with, what about a 15-foot setback?
15 on the side.
So they'd have to move it 3 feet. That's no big.
Yeah, that would
it's actually just storage now. That was, it was the old.
Well, just so you know, it doesn't have any bearing on.
Gotcha.
We can't approve something that we know isn't.
would keep the existing driveway and build a new driveway.
Correct.
For the new property, yes.
I have no further questions.
Okay. Mr. Johnson?
Approximately what size are parcel B and C?
They're actually pretty close to being the same. It's almost equal. One is longer and narrower, and one is shorter and stubbier. But it's, they said at the subdivision, you know, when they divided it, that it was pretty close to, like, one was an acre and a half, and one was just a little bit less than that.
So B and C would be between an acre and a half each?
Yes.
Okay. I have no further questions.
Gordy?
No questions.
Mr. Smith?
No questions.
Delaney?
Just for the record, one more time, we asked the same question last time. The silos are going to stay.
Oh, yes.
Everybody asked that same question. Will the silos stay? I'll sign your
petition. When we went around to get the signatures, that's what everybody said.
We love the silos.
We love the silos.
We had that question right now.
Love the silos.
Everybody likes the silos. It keeps that farm character.
I don't think anybody could get to the house otherwise.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
It's the landmark. Let's follow the silos.
Just one thing about the farmhouse. I'm not encumbered by any knowledge of it at all. But if it's anywhere near an old farmhouse, there may be some interest by somebody in either preservation of elements of it or documentation about it. In either case, you might want to get with our Dan Parsons, our preservation planner for the county. He might be able to give you some ideas about it if you're debating whether or not to keep it.
That would be good. I appreciate that.
That decision. If you decide to remove it, again, there may be elements of it, mantles, stairways, which may be of interest mm-hmm. to somebody. If none of that is, at least photo documentation of it before mm-hmm. it's demolished would probably be of interest to the state preservation office.
Happy to
I would love to do
Thank
that.
I encourage you to check that out. You really don't have anything at risk by that except to your benefit.
No, we would love to do that. Dan Parsons?
Dan Parsons in the engineering department.
Gotcha.
Okay.
That's all.
All right. Mr. Abbott?
Good question.
Council?
No question, thanks.
All righty.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. We'll see if there's anyone here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of subdivision 2006-45, Anthony Esposito? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to subdivision 2006-45? Does anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to spend the rest of your Thursday evening with us to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.